And take your Bibles and turn over to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. And this morning, we are going to continue on with our study on memorizing Scripture. With our next principle, and that is, of course, last week we looked at the principle of choosing a specific time and a quiet place, and now this morning we want to look at the principle of organizing it by topic, and just to get the discussion started, who has an idea here of what the purpose of memorizing Scripture is? What is the purpose of memorizing Scripture?
So if they ever take our Bibles away, we have it in our heart.
Yeah. So that, you know, one of the reasons is so that if we ever do lose our Bibles, and you know, there are some countries that they don't have access to a full Bible, but, you know, they've gotten little bits and pieces here. Sometimes, you know, in little villages, remote places, they get one, you know, page of the Bible, and they pass that around, and they, you know, but they memorize that, they commit it to heart, and so that's one reason, is so that, you know, we always have it in our heart should we lose access to the Bible. And I mean, we have it so good in this country. I mean, you can go into a dollar store and you can find, I mean, granted, the print is about the size of an ant that you need a microscope for, but, you know, you can go into a dollar store and for, I'm sorry, now the $1.25 store, you can now buy a Bible for $1.25. You can buy little pocket testaments, you know, for the New Testament with Psalm and Proverbs. And, you know, again, the quality isn't anything. The print leaves something to be desired, but the fact that we can, you know, freely go into a place and just for, you know, for less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, we can buy a Bible. Yeah. You know, with expensive as it is, but, you know, so we're privileged in that way. But, you know, there might come a day where, you know, they do take away our Bibles, they do confiscate our Bibles. So it's important to have it in our hearts for something like that. But what are some other reasons, Miss Sue and then Miss Rose?
It backs up what you're saying. Like, if you tell someone, give them a testimony, mm-hmm. and then you quote John 3:16 or Proverbs, whatever, and they say, well, how do you know? Where'd you see that? Is that coming from you?
Mm-hmm.
No, it comes from John 3:16.
Absolutely. Then you can say it and show it to them. That's right. Miss Rose?
That God can use it. He will bring it back to your memory when you need it the most.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, and all three of those are good answers, and they all can be summed up in one thought, in that the purpose of Scripture memorization is simply to be able to recall Scripture when you need it. When you need it, you know, maybe you have lost your Bible. You need to recall a Scripture to help you through something. Maybe you don't have access to your Bible right now. And, you know, yeah, we have it on our phones, but, you know, maybe, you know, for whatever reason, you forgot your phone, or, you know, you're in a dead zone, or you can't access it, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, you're talking to somebody, you're witnessing to somebody, you're giving a testimony, and, you know, you're giving them verses, and you say, well, this is where it is, you know, and I don't have a Bible right now, but, you know, when you go home, you can open a Bible and look it up, and this is where it'll be. And so the purpose is just simply to be able to recall it when you need it, for the purpose that you need it. And you're there, Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. And who would like to read there verse number 28? Acts chapter 18 and verse number 28. Ms. Sue, go ahead.
For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ.
All right, and so here we have it. He was able to convince people that Jesus was who he said he was by what? By the scriptures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can witness to somebody, we can talk to somebody, we can give our testimonies, and, you know, that's all well and good, and we can, and we should, but it gives a little bit more authority when we're able to say, thus saith the Lord. Here's where it says it in the Bible. Here's where it says it in the scriptures. And, you know, the truth is, you know, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible covers hundreds. That's probably, you know, being generous, but hundreds of subjects as it is through these topics that it applies to our lives. Now, in your book there, if you turn over to page number, let's see, where does it begin? Page number 8. Yep. So, we're talking about organizing by topic, right? So now, starting there on page 8, through page 14, you have alphabetized several topics there with scriptures to back them up. So you want to know something about the Bible? Well, there are some verses about the Bible. You want to know something about Jesus the Son? There are verses there for that. The Holy Spirit, mankind, sin, salvation, the church, angels, the end times. And so just a sample size of some of the topics that the Bible covers. And you have verses there to back them up and to be able to point people to when you're discussing said topics. Now, one of the topics that would be good to have verses on is that of the topic of sin. And there are verses there in your book that have a list of scriptures that can help us to conquer those sins. And that's important. Turn over, if you would, Matthew chapter 4. And this can be applied to really any of these topics. But of course, here in Matthew chapter 4, we have the temptation of Jesus. And now when Jesus was tempted here in the wilderness, he didn't just throw out any old verse to overcome the temptation, right? He didn't, you know, Satan comes to him, tempts him. Jesus didn't just quote John 3:16 to him. No, what Jesus did was he used specific Old Testament scriptures that dealt with the temptation that he was facing at the time. And so, let's see there. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Or 1 through 4. The Bible says there, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread." So here's the temptation that Satan throws at him. He says, okay, you're the Son of God. You claim to be God come in the flesh. Well, you're hungry. If you're that hungry, take these stones and turn them into bread. So Jesus, in verse number 4, he tells Satan this. He says, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So that's the scripture that Jesus used. But the question becomes, he says, it is written. Well, where is it written? Well, look over, if you would, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Keep your finger there in Matthew. We'll be back. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. Deuteronomy chapter number 8, and notice there, if you would, verse number 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 3. The Bible says, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." So, when Jesus was tempted of Satan, Jesus used scripture, but he didn't use any scripture. He used a specific scripture to tackle that particular temptation, to tackle that particular subject. So, the same can be applied to any topic. The same can be applied to any idea. Someone comes to you and says, "You know, I'm not so sure about this place called heaven." Well, you're not going to quote to them Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," or you actually might quote that in the beginning. but that example, you might not quote John 3:16, right? And or you might not quote Matthew 4:4. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." The person can look at that and say,
I know,
but...
People look at me and say, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, and that's when you're actually talking about something that applies to them. Now, can you imagine if you're talking about something that doesn't apply to them at that moment? They'll be like, "That's not what I asked, but okay, thanks for the verse." But so we need to make sure whatever topic we're covering, we have a particular scripture to back up that topic, back up that idea. So, you know, and so here's the idea. You choose a topic. Now, it may be an area of sin that you're struggling with, you know, and now within sin, there's subsections of sin, right? So you might have pride or selfishness, or you might have anger, or you might have, you know, whatever it is you're struggling with under the heading of sin. And, you know, maybe it's a subject, you know, now this maybe only applies to me and Kenny, but maybe some of the other guys in here, you know, maybe someday the Lord calls you to preach, and maybe it's a topic, you know, you might say, "Hey, the Lord wants me to preach on that." Maybe it's like heaven or hell. Well, you know, you get a concordance, and you take that concordance, and you look up that subject. And some of your Bibles might even have concordances in the back. Mm-hmm. And you look up that particular word, and you will find dozens of verses that deal with that topic there in your Bible. So, here's how you can do it. And this is how we learned early on. So, you get yourself a index card. And I'm going to have everyone take an index card. But you take an index card, and eventually you'll need more than one, but you go ahead and you write the verses out on what essentially now becomes your memory card. Now, it doesn't matter what size memory card or what size index card you use. This is just what we had laying around here at the church. And you know, if your eyesight might be a little worse, you might need a bigger index card. You know, and that's fine. What's that?
A notebook?
Whatever it is that helps you to learn. But, you know, growing up, we used these small 4x6 index cards.
Fit into your pocket.
That's right. They fit into your shirt pocket. And, you know, one of the things we learned is that, you know, you're going throughout your day and, you know, you have a verse you want to learn. You're going throughout your day. Every now and again, when you have a free moment, you pull out the index card, you read the verse, and you just tuck it back in your pocket. And you do that a couple times throughout the day. You'd be surprised what you can commit to memory that way. And so...
That is true.
Thank you.
You know that's how the other day.
No problem for not wearing shirts that don't have them.
Well, the other day I went to put something in Mandy's pant pocket.
Oh.
There was no pocket. But they designed it as such that it looked like that it had a pocket.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, if they took the time to design the look of a pocket, why didn't they just put a pocket there? And she said, "Welcome to women's clothing." And so, but you know. Your purse, if you carry a purse, you know, whatever the case may be. But and another thing I'd recommend is actually take the time to write it out. You know, there are programs out there. There are cards out there that's already pre-printed. You can buy and all the rest. But what I found is that, okay, you go and buy something. I can't begin to tell you how many times I've bought a book that I really wanted to read. I get it home. I put it on my shelf.
And then you sell it.
And then I sell it. Or, you know, I've been downsizing my library. And, but if you actually, you know, if you take your index cards and you know, take the time, you write them out. Okay, this is your work. This is your effort. And so there's great value in writing the verses out longhand. And so God even commanded that to be done. In the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6:9, the Bible says, "And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." Deuteronomy 17:18, "And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests of the Levites." Deuteronomy 27:3-8, the Bible says, "And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law, when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, and thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly." And so we have a principle in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, to write out the Bible, to write out the scriptures. Now, you know, in my sermon preparation, right? And it'll be different, you know, maybe for you. But I know when I'm writing down notes or whatever, and this is going to get into last week when I had mentioned, okay, I know the verse, but sometimes I struggle with the reference. Well, when I'm preaching, and if I've usually it's the opposite, because I can just write a scripture reference down and that will trigger the verse. But then sometimes when I'm just seeing the verse, well, then the scripture reference, for whatever reason, just goes out of my mind. And, you know, in ministry, as a pastor, there's two situations where I most often need to know the Bible, right? It's when I'm preaching or when I'm talking with people one-on-one, in witnessing, if I'm counseling somebody. Now, again, when I'm preaching, I really don't need to know the reference because I could write that in my notes. I could write, you know, for argument's sake, I could write Joshua 1:8, or I could write John 3:16 or Matthew 4:4. And if I've memorized that verse, well, seeing the reference is going to trigger in my mind, and then I could quote it from memory. But when, you know, I'm talking with people personally, you know, I really didn't need to know the verse because usually I have my Bible with me. Usually I have, in my car, I carry a small, really just a small hand-sized Bible that I got for like $10 from Walmart. And when I go on a hospital visit or go to visit somebody in their home, that's the Bible that I take with me instead of lugging around, you know, one of my big preaching Bibles or whatever the case may be. But I usually have that with me, and I can take that Bible, open the Bible, show them the verse, and but I needed to know the reference so that I would know where to turn. So two different scenarios with two different needs. One where I just needed to know the verse, but one where I needed to know the reference so I would know where to turn. Now, most of the memory plans that come on these cards that you can go out and buy, they're going to have the reference on one side of the card, and then on the other side of the card, they're going to have the verse written out. Now, that's great, but that's not going to meet my particular need, right? I need to know both the reference and the verse, and it would help me to be able to see both together, to be able to see John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So, to do that, you take your index card. Go ahead and take your index card, and on the side that has no lines, on the side that has no lines, go ahead and write the word hell number one. Hell number one. So now, that's the topic you're wanting to study. Now, again, whatever you're wanting to study that day, that's what you would put on the card. And then you go to your concordance. You'd find hell in the concordance, and then you chose some of the verses from that that you wanted to memorize, and then arrange them, and this is important, arrange them in chronological order, the order that they appear when they come in the Bible. And so if there's a verse about hell in Genesis that you want to memorize, well, that's the first verse that you're going to go ahead and put on your card. Now, this should already be done for you in the concordance. As you look up the word hell, they should already be chronological in order of appearance. So from first to last. But, you know, sometimes you might choose to skip some and then memorize others. Now, you have your card, so you write on the front of the card, hell number one. Now, flip on the other side of the card. Now, go to your Bibles and look up Psalm chapter 9. Psalm chapter 9. And who would like to read there verse number 17? Psalm chapter 9 and verse 17. Joe, go ahead.
The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forgot God.
All right, so now I want you to go ahead and write the reference, Psalm 9:17, and the verse on the opposite side of your card. And there you will have your first memorization card. And I want you this week to keep this card with you and try and memorize this verse by this time next week. And the next Sunday when we start, we'll ask for volunteers to the best of your ability, give us that verse that you memorized this week. And what you'll find is that as you memorize that subject, not only will you memorize the verse, but you'll memorize the reference with it. So, you'll then have the first verse in that stack of cards. It will then cue you to the second verse with its reference in text. Then the second one will cue to the third, and so on and so forth. And then by the end of it, you'll be able to, Lord willing, memorize an entire block of verses under one subject, all in order as they came in the Bible chronologically from Genesis to Revelation. So the second card in your series of verses on the subject will just say hell number two, and so on and so forth. And so what this method does is that it creates a catalog of verses in your mind under various topics, and then you're able to use them to apply at any time. And so you're out there witnessing to somebody, you're trying to encourage somebody, you're trying to help somebody through a difficult time. Well, you'll be able to have your own mental concordance, your own mental, for those of you of a certain generation, your own mental Rolodex that you can, you know, swipe through in your mind and bring that verse to memory and be able to give it to them so that you can help them and encourage them. Maybe you're out there witnessing to somebody, you're trying to share the gospel with somebody, and that they say to you, you know, well, I don't believe in a place called hell. I don't believe that it's real. Well, immediately, without hesitation, you know right where to take them in the Bible and show them the evidence of God's word. For us that are preachers or teachers, as we're preparing our sermons or our lessons, immediately we have our own mental concordance on which to draw from, on which to pull from. And here's where all that time, you know, maybe you thought it was a waste of time by writing and memorizing verses. Well, that's when it's going to come back and help you and save you, you know, those hours of searching, you know, for just the right verse. So, for example, let's say you're on the subject of hell, and you want to memorize Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. That's a lot of verses. 19 through 31, what is that? That's 20 there. That's 12 verses. And now we know what it is. It's the story of the rich man and Lazarus. So on the front of the card, you put hell number 8 or whatever number it is in your sequence. And then on the back, you still write Luke 16, 19 through 31. And then you get as many verses as you can on that first card, and then you start on a second card. And on that second card, it would be hell number A, B. And then you continue the text on the back, and then if you need a third card, it would be hell number 8, C, and so on and so forth. And then before you know it, you have your stack of cards. You may have selected 5 or 10 under a particular topic, or maybe hundreds. I don't know. It's whatever you're feeling like you're capable of doing on a particular day, a week, a month, a year. You might say, listen, I can only maybe learn one verse a month. Then you know what? That's a start. By the end of the year, you'll have 12 verses memorized. You'll have 12 verses committed to your memory. Again, it just all depends on how comprehensive, you know, how complete you want to be. And remember, you're doing this so that you can use it, right? So you can have it to put to use, not just to see how many you can memorize. Now, for some, you know, you might have a competitive nature. And, you know, you might say, you know, maybe as a couple, you'll say, you know what? I'm going to memorize more verses than you. Now, you know, granted, that might be a little wrong of an attitude and a little wrong, you know, wrong heart and wrong spirit about going about it. But, you know, if it motivates you, right,
It's motivating.
That's right. You know, you're still putting God's word in your heart. And, you know, again, I hold to the principle, Isaiah 55:11. God's word will not return void. It's going to accomplish what it will. But the purpose of memorizing is so that you use it, not just to see how many you can memorize. You know, a preacher once said this. He said, this isn't VBS. There are no ribbons. So next week you come in, you have your verse memorized. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to have any ribbons for you. There'll be no ribbons.
What?
I know. No ribbons. Nothing like that. This is ministry. What? No Reese cups. Sorry. But even though there's no ribbons, even though there's no Reese cups, there still are rewards. And, you know, not necessarily here, but there are rewards in heaven. And so this week, take your index cards. Start by memorizing that verse there in Psalm. And then start making your own index cards. Go out to the dollar bazaar over there in Waverly. Get yourself some index cards for, were they $1.25?
Should be.
And they might be cheaper at Walmart, actually, for like 80-some cents. But go get yourself a thing of index cards. And then start, you know, whatever topics in the Bible interest you, start with those. And start your own mental index, your own mental concordance. And start memorizing. Because, listen, we've got our tool, right? And so, but our tool does us no good if we don't use it, if we don't put it to work. Let us make it work. It would be like, you know, Brother Kenny there at work. You know, he has the tools to, change an O2 sensor, right? Now, let's say he thought, you know what, I can change this O2 sensor with none of the tools that I have here at work. How long would it take you to change that O2 sensor trying not to use your tools?
That's a crappy job.
If I don't have to use any at all, I'll never get it done.
Exactly.
Using the ones that aren't made for it, it's possible, but it'll take you a lot longer.
Absolutely. So the tools you have for the job that you're seeking to accomplish, use the tools that you have been given. And so that's the challenge this week. Memorize Psalms. And we'll see who can have it memorized for next week. Brother Kenny, would you close us in prayer this morning?